With names like Alltech, Country Boy, Blue Stallion, and Against the Grain, craft brewers are making their mark across the bluegrass. These Kentucky-proud producers are placing their product up against the larger national brewers, and they seem to be gaining ground. But what sets these companies apart from their gargantuan competitors? According to Hal Jervis, who is the director of Alltech, the answer lies in quality and community.
A lot of it is to do with localization, and I think people are looking for a great local product, whether that be food or in this case beer, and I think people are looking for innovation and something if they're going to spend their hard-earned dollars on, they want something with quality, and then it has a local tie as well.
Jervis's company bottles a beer that has been aged in used bourbon barrels. This gives the beer a flavor that the people in the region can identify as being uniquely Kentucky. According to Jervis, the product does cost more than the national chains, but people are willing to pay for quality beverages that use fresh local ingredients. Just a few miles away from the Alltech operations, Country Boy Brewers produces beer with colorful names like Cougar Bait and Shotgun Wedding. Their CEO, Daniel Harrison, who with his long hair and beard looks like he could be hunting ducks on A&E, insists that everyone refer to him as DH. According to Harrison, his success comes from good timing, good marketing, and good liquid.
This area was ripe for some more local beers and some, kind of a fresh take on the microbrewery thing. I think, we hit it right at the right time. Our branding is great. It speaks to what people identify with here in Kentucky, in the region. And then, the liquid is pretty good, and people always follow good liquid.
While these breweries are located very close to one another, they're keeping all competition friendly. According to Harrison, these close ties are necessary to make sure that the companies all thrive.
Every person that we convert from drinking mass market beer to drinking craft beer is a win for all of us. Because chances are they're not going to only drink Country Boy, they're not going to only drink West 6, they're not only going to drink Alltech. They're going to get turned on to us and they're going to say, hey man, I tried a Cliff Jumper IPA at Country Boy, it was great. I wonder what West 6 has that's out there that's unique to them. I wonder what Blue Stallion has. I wonder, all these different microbreweries around. It kind of gets them, they're peaked and trying all of them.
While these small breweries support one another, they find themselves competing with the national chains. How can these local Davids compete with the national Goliaths in the industry? According to Matt Cordell, who is the global sales manager at Alltech, they do it by making sure everybody knows their name.
We take more of a grassroots approach, where we can't compete on television and those kind of dollar spends, huge sponsorships that the big guys would do for Super Bowl or whatnot. We take advantage of small local events that are charitable, that give us a chance to tell our story, put a face to a name, they know it, and the quality of the product itself versus some of the mass-produced product.
When Anheuser-Busch tried to purchase a large distribution center in Owensboro, several Kentucky craft brewers feared that they would be shut out of the state market. They took their fears to the Kentucky legislature, where House Bill 168 was passed into law and offered protection to native brewers. According to Daniel Harrison, to stay in the business, you've got to defend your territory.
We learned very quickly, if you want to start a small business and maintain a small business and stay competitive, you've got to be involved legislatively. The House Bill 168 that was just recently passed was something that was out there that we felt that was very necessary for us to be able to maintain, be able to stay competitive in the market and make sure that the biggest brewers in the world didn't have advantages that Kentucky brewers didn't have.
Both of these companies see expansion as a key to success and are in the process of opening new facilities. Harrison is trying to expand his operations into Frankfurt, but according to Alltech's PR coordinator, Danielle Palmer, her company is looking east.
So in Pikeville, we're starting Dueling Barrels Brewing and Distilling Company, and it's going to be sort of a version of what we've done here in Lexington, but it'll have its own set of brands. It will have its own beers, have its own bourbon, and also moonshine. So that'll be really neat. They'll have a whole line of different flavored moonshines, as well as the bourbon, because obviously that's a huge, huge Kentucky heritage point.
Whether you enjoy a bottle of bourbon barrel ale from Alltech, a can of Cliff Jumper IPA from Country Boy, or a pint of amber ale from West 6th, Kentucky craft brewers are constantly working to put their beverages on the shelf and bring new innovative products to the tap. For Morehead State Public Radio News, I'm Patrick Davis.